Hashtag we love number one sports digital radio station in Africa.
Anle played abroad for Genk over 200 times for FC Fortune. He played a little bit for Troyes and Mamelodi Sundowns as well. But really, I think he became very beloved during his time at Genk and also for what he managed to achieve at Mamelodi Sundowns. Sizwe, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Dali. Good journey.
Well, thanks. How are you doing?
No, I can't complain too much.
Thank you.
A bit gloomy in Cape Town.
Of course.
I guess it adds to the flavor in the air at the moment.
Yeah, of course. Sizwe, let's talk, man. I mean, this shocked everybody. 2020 is the year that's continued to take, and this is truly unfortunate news. Maybe you can give us the sentiments from the family so early on after this devastating news.
No, it's obviously touched everybody. You know, he was doing so well. He was loved by everybody because he was down to earth, you know. He was a very accessible guy to his family, you know. So he'll be sorely missed because he touched everybody and was involved in everybody's life in some type of way, whether he was a cousin or brother or uncle or, you know. So in his family, yeah, he's still the same old guy. So you could see yesterday how everybody's taking it, because they're taking it from a point of, you know, this was our son, this was our China, you know. But then nonetheless, they're also very much aware of what's coming in terms of the magnitude of preparations that need to be done, you know, to make sure the process happens smoothly.
You're absolutely correct. Obviously, you're over there in Cape Town. He unfortunately passed away in KZN. Any information at this stage with regards to what's going to happen in the next coming days?
Yeah, you know, this is the part that sucks for everybody because you have to respect the process, because one wrong report can flip this thing upside down, you know. So you have to be sure, and everything must be done in the official way. An official word must come out that you can say something, even if I've gathered enough information to think that I'm close to the truth. But, you know, it's so hard because if you do get it wrong, that 10% is a lot, you know. But so we're just waiting for the official word still, because there's just so much to be investigated and so much being said around this thing, around his death, you know. But it's very scary, because every day that passes means that we have to wait longer, and you're just scared of what's going to come out, because, you know, a road accident is just it's one of those ways that one can never get used to.
You're absolutely correct. Maybe, Sizwe, you can tell us a bit about your relationship with Anele and what he meant to you.
We know each other because of football, obviously. Then we came to find out as we grew older, you know. When you grow older, you know, you start asking, I think this is like itagazelo and stuff like that, you know. And you come to find out that you're related in some form, obviously in a very distant way, you know. He's related to a very close cousin of mine, you know, cousin brother, because we grew up together. So in that way, then, because we already knew each other from soccer, the bond just became tighter, and there was a trust involved. And I was a very curious guy, so I was curious about his journey, because I started not seeing him playing local football. And then I'd heard he was selected for FC Fortune, so I started to follow his career as just a guy that knows him from Ekasi, obviously, as well as I made it part of almost my job along the way, organizing some interviews that we did together to give updates on his progress, you know. So it became that sort of relationship where there was such a trust that he knew, you know, he could seek advice for just general things, or I could seek advice for how to deal with a certain player, you know, a working relationship as well as a friendship, you know. You know, those kind of things then develop into a real trust where you can even say a brotherhood.
Absolutely, and that's brilliant to hear. I mean, I think we kind of know who he was. If you never spoke to him, you could just watch him on the field, ever the consummate professional, humble at that, you know. I think a good guy is the vibe you got from him anytime you watched him play.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, he was hard as nails.
Yeah.
Funny enough, that's that's like a, it's weird about him. You know, he was so tough as a competitor.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell when you look at his physique because he's quite skinny.
Yeah.
You know, but ask his teammates. He really liked to bite with the boot.
Mm.
You know, to catch neck ankles. You know, to go in hard, 50-50 balls. You know, not so much of a header of a ball. You know, but really tough as nails.
Yeah.
But a super, you know, a super action type of leader. You know, doing the right things and pushing everybody else to do the right things as well.
Mm.
You know, making the right decision. You know, giving everybody that confidence that if you follow his way of playing or approach in that game, you know, so you could win. So it was, for me, that type of leader. He didn't talk too much. You know, he was a very timid guy when he speaks. He speaks very low as well, you know. But very infectious because he was an action man. You know, he showed how he would have done it, and then hopefully and say, yeah, if you follow that, then we'll get somewhere, you know. But off the pitch too, exactly the same guy, you know, open to giving advice, open to hearing a person out, and really just a people's person, you know, loved to have people around him, loved having people around him. But I guess also he comes from a big family, so wherever he was, I guess he wanted to replicate that.
Absolutely. I mean, look, for everything you've described, he was certainly a very good player. Wouldn't have spent so long abroad if he weren't, you know, over the 200 appearances for Genk. He was on loan at some point for Troyes, and then came back to play at one of the biggest clubs here in South Africa and across Africa, really. So he certainly had a very impressive resume. The tributes continue to pour in from teammates from abroad, and I guess that also does speak to the consistency and what type of person he was, that he, you know, some of them passed on or left the club at very young ages, but they still recall very fondly their experiences with Anele, and I think that's an amazing thing. Maybe you can speak to that, his time abroad, the decision to then come back to South Africa, and before the season resumed, there were some talks about him potentially returning to Belgium.
To show you the effect that he has, look at how Tapelo Morena's game changed for the better ever since Anele joined the team. You know, and you didn't hear Anele say once like he's frustrated that he has to sit on the bench while Tapelo was playing. He knew his role. When it came to cap football or cup matches, he'd be called upon to cover. You know, that was the system at Sunderland, and he respected that. And that was the type of guy that he was from here in Cape Town already. That's why he also fine-tuned himself for Europe, you know, because he really didn't think of, he never spoke about ever wanting to play here. In South Africa, you know, since he was a kid, so and you could see that approach that he learned in Europe. That's why it was also easy for him to adapt there, you know, because he respected the process. He understood, you know, what it takes. Even if your ego gets bruised every now and then, sometimes you have to take it in and play for the team. And those are the things you get taught in Europe, and that's why he also rose to prominence at Genk, to even becoming a captain of the team, you know, because he was disciplined. He knew, yes, of course, he was a guy's guy like everybody else. You know, he had a lifestyle like every other sportsman or athlete. You know, he's no Cristiano Ronaldo who eats green stuff every day, you know.
Of course.
You know, but on the pitch and at training and even off the pitch, you know, the way he related with the community in Genk, the way he related with the kids, with the youth teams, you know, everybody, he touched everybody in that area, in that region, you know, and became a champion there. Even though the experience at Troyes in France was forced because he hadn't planned to move from Genk, he had said no to a couple of moves. To Turkey, there were two clubs who were interested. One of them was Fenerbahce, but he didn't want to go. But the move to Troyes was forced. But he took the experience. He played for a team that was relegation candidates from day one.
Yeah.
You know, but was one of the players that played most games. You know, even took the experience of playing against Ibrahimovic in the against PSG. I think they beat them 9-1. And Anele, he says it proudly. Yo, I got bullied by Ibrahimovic for almost 60 minutes, and I had to limp out. You know, because he even pulled a muscle from chasing Ibrahimovic.
Yeah.
And he says he couldn't believe it because Ibrahimovic is supposed to be older than him. You know, like, yeah. Yeah. So this is the type of guy who lived that type of football life.
Mm.
You know, he's seen so many, has experienced so much in football. Not so much maybe as glittering as Benny winning Champions League or, you know, but he's won his fair share of silverware, but he has also competed against the best, and I think there's a lot in that. There's not too many champions in football in any case. You know, there's more competitors, so at least he can put his hand up and say, you know what, I competed.
You're absolutely correct. I mean, it was a glittering career, and I hope that in every conversation he's given his respects for what he managed to achieve so early on. We've seen so many wilt under the pressure of playing in Europe, but to do it for as long as he did, again, a testament to his wonderful character. What will you miss most about your good friend?
Man, you went there. Because I just taken it in last night.
Mm.
Because it got busy immediately, you know.
Yeah.
I actually started to take it in last night, and my fiancé was telling me, you know, how often, was basically counting how often we were speaking in the past 3 months or so. Mm. Sorry, actually during COVID, since COVID,
yeah.
when they went to lockdown and they were doing Zoom calls, how many times we were speaking on the phone during the week, and she was counting, you know. She said, we're speaking at least 5 days if you count it all the times, because sometimes we'd call each other multiple times on the same day, video calls, you know. I would have multiple video calls with the guys Oya Anga, who are in Sweden, who are also from his area, up in Kugletu, you know.
Mm.
Which we need. It's called Kakiad, you know. Yanga is playing in Sweden, you know. Aya is also out in Finland. Ayabulela, you know, Ayabulela was also with under-20s and Bafana Bafana at one stage.
Yeah.
And we're talking to these guys, you know, just sharing information and just sharing characteristics of being an older Khotman, you know,
mm.
Because they're also going through that process now as they're in the mid-20s, you know, certain challenges. We're also going through same challenges, similar challenges, and sharing with each other, you know. So that's what I'm going to miss the most, because that's where it was at now. He was preparing to retire. We were discussing strategies about his retirement, and we both agreed that he's going to do 2 years and make a plan for post football career.
Mm.
So he was really getting prepared for that kind of change and that journey, and was really delighted because he was joining Mr. Zungu at Amazon, and they had dinner. And Mr. Zungu was putting him up on game about business, you know, right. Generally about business and how to work your money, how to take care of yourself, you know. And he really appreciated that he was now in those conversations. So I'm gonna miss because I'm gonna think a lot about what could have been. That's my problem,
yeah.
You know. I'm gonna think about a lot about what could have been, and maybe if I can get out of that psyche, I'll better be able to articulate what I'm going to miss about him. But at the moment, I'm just thinking about, oh man, what he could have been doing, what we could have been doing, what we were talking about, you know, about opening up that door in Europe, you know, because we were all discussing the move that didn't materialize to Belgium. You know, it had a whole strategy because he really wanted to go back one more time and say goodbye. But he didn't say goodbye properly because of indifferences with the coach at the time.
And this is the sting of death, you know, Sizwe, that you always be left with the what ifs, the buts, the maybes, the should have saids, you know. But ultimately,
yeah,
this is where we are at the moment. We are celebrating the great career in which he had. I mean, there's no taking away from everything that he managed to achieve. We just have to look at the tributes that are coming in again. Kevin De Bruyne, the likes of Thibaut Courtois, sending their tributes. Obviously, Coach Pitso Mosimane, who knew him very fondly, has had kind words to say for him. And outside the stadium in Genk, they've actually laid out a banner. I'm not sure if you saw it.
Yeah.
To say,
yeah.
Yes, rest in peace, and a legend forever. So again, that speaks to the memories in which he left there. Maybe before I let you go, Sizwe, as someone who grew up with the Mekasi, you know some of the things that maybe we weren't privy to. We see him on the field, we kind of get a sense of who he is, but we don't know exactly, you know, what goes on when the cameras are away and, you know, he's out of his whatever respective sporting jersey. Take us into a memory, a moment for you that you remember that made you laugh or ponder or whatever you shared with him, something that we're maybe not privy to.
Yo, man. I hope he doesn't kick me for this. But yo, he laughs about his journey with Bafana Bafana so much. He laughs. He says, you know, there's nothing more like a roller coaster like being a Bafana Bafana player in his time, you know, because there was so much that was wrong about Bafana Bafana during his time, you know. But, you know, the cool thing about it, he always says, you know, the coolest thing about it was you just, as soon as the match starts, you know, you were in a national jersey. And the bond that you build with the guys, because you're always in it together, you know. Whether it's the struggles with Safa or whatever, he always says, you know, the coolest thing was we always stuck together as players. But that's always, when he wants to talk about jokes, he always mentions Bafana stories, you know. So maybe that's something like not many people might know, you know, but you know, the amount of comedy that comes out of the stories about Bafana Bafana is crazy, you know. But more than that, I think generally the word that you would get about Anele, which is a sincere maybe characteristic about him, was that he was such a giver. Like he took care of so many people, you know. You know, a helping hand that he has afforded so many people. So I think that would be probably the most common characteristic that you'd pick out if you'd speak to anyone, whether a teammate or a friend or anyone like that. A really, really generous person. Really, really generous. That's the word I was looking for. So maybe that's probably the most I can say to people maybe who might have misunderstood him or maybe didn't know him personally, just knew the football player. But generosity is probably the closest thing to describe him in one word.
Absolutely, Sizwe. Thank you so much for making time to talk to us in this difficult time for you and the family and everybody who knew Anele. We truly do appreciate your time. And listen, all the peace to you, man. I hope the days get better.
Thank you so much, man. Thanks, right, guys, for celebrating this dude. He always put Cooks first, so he'd be really delighted to hear the word Guguletu being mentioned on so many platforms.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Sizwe. Have yourself a good day, friend.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.